Blog Talk Radio.
I heard you unmute me, Jeannie, but I cannot hear you if you're talking. I heard your worship music, Jeannie, but I cannot hear you.
Okay. I dialed in and unmuted myself, but now it's doing what it did the other day.
I can hear you.
Let me try this.
I can hear you.
Okay, did that fix it?
Yes.
Okay, hopefully it'll work for a while. I don't know why it does this. Everything just seems so perfect on the studio. Before I log in, it's all great. I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna go with this. Hope it lasts a while. But I'm gonna go ahead and leave you unmuted, sweetie, so that
okay.
you can be my sound assistant here.
Okay.
I wanted to talk tonight for just a few minutes. I'm not gonna talk a long time just because this is doing this. But this evening I was looking online, and I subscribe to some of Doug Addison's writings, and I saw on Facebook where he said your emotional healing is tied to your physical healing. And be honest, I knew that, but it really kind of stood out to me, and I just, you know, I meditated on that some, and I thought, Lord, we know that doctors, you know, will often say that stress is like the leading cause of most sicknesses and disease, you know, and really stress is part of the emotions, you know, whether it's fear or, and most of the time stress is based in fear, but it can be outside circumstances and things like that. But, you know, I remembered in the Word where Paul said, you know, one thing I do, I forget those things that are behind, and I press forward to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And I thought, you know, how often do we let circumstances, you know, and it's difficult. I mean, there's nothing easy about getting stress off our life. And it's all based really in the way we think about things. But I thought with Paul, now knowing all of the Christians that he had killed and all of that I thought I can understand why he forget those things that were behind. Because one thing, we can never change the past. All we can do is learn from our mistakes and move forward. But I thought, you know, Paul, how much shame and regret that would have caused in his life if he had spent time looking back upon those things. You know, and the shame, honestly, shame will keep you or can keep you from receiving from the Lord, because you'll feel like, I don't deserve it. I don't deserve God's love. I don't deserve God's healing. I don't deserve God's blessings because of what I've done. You know, and the Lord, he's known us from day one. He knew when he saved us, when Jesus died on the cross, because he wanted us. He knew then the things and the mistakes that we were going to do. He said, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He knew all along, you know, and it didn't stop him from sending Jesus. It didn't stop Jesus from going to the cross. He loved us and he wanted us anyhow. But, you know, I can look back. I can remember now, my mom and dad, they had a fairly rocky relationship most of my life, not as a little kid so much, but, you know, as I got up towards a teenager, I can remember them having a fairly rocky relationship, and my mom fighting, really wrestling with high blood pressure due to, fussing between them, and how much the high blood pressure affected her life. And then, of course, when the blood pressure would shoot out her sight, it would cause a lot of fear in her life. And then she would take medication to try to bring it down, and sometimes it would bottom out. And I remember that just being a, you know, my mom had extraordinary health other than high blood pressure. I cannot remember not one time my entire life seeing my mom sick, as far as like a cold or flu or anything like that. Not a single time, not once. Our household was actually a really healthy household. As a kid, I was the same way. I think I had my first sore throat after I was already graduating, you know, like 19, 20 years old. But anyhow, it's like, you know, the high blood pressure was due really to emotions, because when things were peaceful, then her blood pressure would be normal, you know, or pretty much normal. You know, and it's like, Lord, you know, Lord, help us to get our emotions free. You know, I've had a lot of stresses through the years too, and I have certainly have seen at times how that it has affected my life in places. But the Lord, he is, you know, that's, Jesus said, he is our Prince of Peace. You know, there's so much in the Word about the Lord giving us peace and rest. You know, come unto me and I will give you rest. The Lord is constantly trying to get us to rest in Him and to rely on Him and to be at peace, knowing that He has us. You know, we don't see anywhere in the Word where Jesus was ever upset. You know, in the Garden of Gethsemane is the one place that we really saw stress come up on Him. But, you know, when Jesus was, when He cast out demons, we didn't see Him hollering and stomping and frothing at the mouth. He just said, go, go, and it was done. You know, when He was in the boat and the storms came up and He was laying there sound asleep with the water tossing and the storm raging and the disciples were in fear, He was at peace. He knew, of course, He knew at that time that it was not His time to go, that it was not His time. So He was at peace because He knew, you know, His journey was still to continue. You know, as we learn of God and we have that confidence that the Lord has us and is keeping us, we also can be at peace when we know that God still has things for us to do. And I have believed for years, I wasn't really taught it, I don't think. It's just something that's been in my heart, that when we go, you know, when we pass from this earth, that it was never, ever to be about being sick or having health problems. It was always to be about that our journey was complete, that our assignment on this earth was done. And then we go home to the Lord, feeling and being fulfilled, being satisfied. As the Word says, with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Completing our journey should be that, that's the satisfaction. And not everybody's journey is the same length of time, for sure. But I was just really thinking today when I saw that, it's like, Lord, how often, you know, even the, I know everyone heard it, but the shooting that was in Texas a few weeks ago at the school where the boy broke in and he shot up, you know, killed a number of students and killed one or two teachers. You know, there was one of the men that both his daughter and his wife were killed in that shooting. And just a few days later, two or three, 4 days later, then he died of a heart attack. And, you know, of course, the news media said he died of a broken heart. I'm sure, in a sense, that's true. I'm sure the trauma and the upset, just the pure grief of having lost both his wife and his child, that it probably threw him into a heart attack and he was gone, which is sad because it left other children orphaned. But, you know, the Word says in the last days that men's hearts will fail them for fear. And I was like, Lord, how important is it, isn't it, that the Lord helps us with our emotions? You know, the Word says that He will keep at perfect peace those whose mind is set upon Him because they trust Him. There's just so much encouragement in the Word. You know, so many times the Lord is talking about, think about me. You know, in Philippians it says, if there be, and I don't remember exactly, but if there's anything lovely, anything good, anything of a good report, think upon these things. The Lord is always encouraging us to put our minds upon the wonderful things of the Lord, upon God, to think about Him, and to not let the things of the world and the circumstances around us get so in our mind and so attached to us that it begins to affect our body. You know, and I've done a lot of that. I mean, I have. There's been, you know, I can look back through the years and see where that when things would get peaceful, how the enemy would literally try to bring things and would bring things my way to try to cause stress and upset just back to back because it's the, you know, it's those long-term things that really begin to affect you. And I can look back and see where the enemy has tried to do that. You know, but even when we know what's going on, it still takes the hand of God to really bring the peace of the Lord back in. But I was, one of the programs here, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I had actually shared some of the testimony on some of those things, and turned out it was one of the nights that the computer wasn't working correctly, and then found out later nobody heard any of it. And I'm not going to do that tonight, just because I want to get to callers fairly quickly tonight. But I'm just going to encourage everyone to spend, nothing brings peace more than spending time with the Lord. But we also have to be aware of the enemy's strategies. You know, when we're aware of what he's doing, then we're more able, we're more equipped, we have the ability to understand, to say, oh, okay, this is what's really going on behind the scenes. And it helps us to strip off those concerns and cares. You know, when you identify your enemy, then you know how to fight. So, Lord, help us, Father. Lord, help us to recognize what's going on, but Lord, help us to have that confidence in you, confidence in your care, confidence in security, and that we belong to you, Lord, and that your arm is not too short to save. Lord, that your eyes are never away from us, that you always see us. You're always aware of what's going on in our lives. You're always moving on our behalf. Lord, your word says you'll never leave us. You'll never forsake us. And you're a faithful God. And Lord, we're so thankful. We're so thankful. You know, the very first prophecy I ever received from Randy in 2007, I actually have it in the drawer. It's written down in the drawer in the desk right in front of me. I've got it written on paper. It was a long prophetic word. I was in a meeting with him in Longview. And but I remember one thing of it, one part that I have held on many times. The Lord actually said, I'll never turn you loose, and I'll never let you go. Honey, there's been times in my life in those years since then that I have held on to that so tight, and it meant everything to me to have heard the Lord say that. You know, because sometimes you're wondering, it's like, am I free falling? Am I going to survive this? Am I going to come out on the other side? But we hold on to God, and he holds on to us. And we do. We do. He's faithful. I can stand here tonight and say, God brought me out. God brought me through. And he is ever so faithful to perform his word. And I absolutely love that he doesn't change. That unlike people, he doesn't love us one day and not love us the next. He's not our friend one day and not our friend the next. He doesn't like us until we do something wrong, and then he's like, ah, one time too many, I don't like you no more. He doesn't judge us. You know, we belong to him. We belong to him. Yes, there will be a judgment someday, but that's not for God's children. You know, he tests us. You know, we go through testing, but he grows us. He grows us through those things. That's no different than going to school. You know, you go through school and you learn and you learn and you take a test. If you didn't pass, you take it again. But that's all in God's love and God growing us to be the children, the saints of God that we are, the children of God. It says the earth groans for the revealing of the children of God, sons and daughters. So anyhow, tonight, that was on my mind some. I had asked the Lord 2 or 3 times, and I said, Lord, what do you want me to talk about tonight? And then not, you know, about an hour before the show was to start, I was looking at that, and it really struck me. I mean, it really stood out to me. And I thought about all of the things that go on in life, how often people, they end up sick because of their emotions. But, you know, the same is true, just like it said, your emotional healing is tied to your physical healing. That so many times when people finally get in rest, they finally get in peace, their body begins to heal. You know, their emotions begin to heal and turn loose of traumas. Father, I just speak healing of trauma over each and every one. Healing of trauma, healing of fears. Healing, Lord, of shame, of things of the past, feeling like they hang over their head. Lord, healing, Lord, that they too will forget those things are behind, forgive themselves, and move forward into the wonderful presence and future of God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I'm going to play one other little short song here, and then I'm going to write down, make sure I've got all the numbers written down. And I just love this little song. It's such a happy song. It always makes me happy.
First thing in the morning, till the end of the day, there's a heavenly little melody to the rhythm of your praise. And I give you my heart and something's different ever since. I can't keep hallelujah off my lips now.
You make me wanna sing all about your love. You make me wanna tell the whole world what you've done. How you turned my life around. I was lost but now I'm found. You're the song stuck inside my head all day. Yeah, you make me wanna
like a child. Your love is a river and that river's running wild. People think I'm crazy for the way I'm acting lately, that's true. I'm crazy about you and you make me wanna sing all about your love. Make me wanna tell the whole world what you've done. How you turned my life around. I was lost but now I'm found. The song stuck inside my head all day. Yeah, you make me wanna
That's just so cute. I just love it. I hope y'all enjoy it. All right, Jennifer, I've got you open, so I'm going to start with you tonight, sweetie. How are you doing?
Oh, I am so blessed, Jeannie. I am so blessed. God is just really moving, and wow. He's good.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. God is bringing a wholeness to you. Father.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for that you are blessing her, Lord, and it's just begun, Lord, that Lord, you have poured out your goodness. You've poured out your grace and your love on Jennifer so many times, Lord. And, Father, you have actually, you've, like, poured I see it almost like honey being poured on you at times, Jennifer, but it's like the healing balm of the Lord, the healing balm of Gilead. But I see like it just being poured over you, because I can see, I can feel this. I can see where there have been times, and I think it's still in the process, to be quite honest. I can see you like fragmented some, almost like the pieces of a puzzle that they've not all quite come together, and that the Lord has been bringing, and that's bringing wholeness, that the Lord has been bringing those fragments together and making you whole. And I feel like that's actually still in the process of going on. But it's like the way I see it, it's almost like the pieces of a puzzle, like you would pour honey on it. You know, and honey's sticky, you know, and like when, as it comes together, it actually like binds it together that it cannot be pulled apart again. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, and Lord, your love for her, and Lord, your how much she pleases you, and Lord, how it pleases you, Lord, to bring wholeness and healing to her. Lord, your word says that you bore her pain and sorrows, and by your stripes she was healed. And Lord, even with the message, the little message I gave tonight, Lord, that even as more emotional healing comes to Jennifer, Lord, from just even physical hurts and emotional hurts and everything, Lord, that she's going to see healing coming into her body, healing coming into her life in every area, Lord, in a wholeness and an anointing, Lord, in those areas, Lord, that she will speak healing over others. She will see others healed, Lord, even as she speaks over them, prays over them, lays her hands on them. Father, I thank you for it. And Lord, I just bless her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Yes, he has been bringing healing, emotional healing, from trauma and shame and past and fears and self-forgiveness. And I literally, in the last week, I feel like a brand new person. The word you spoke,
awesome.
The word you spoke tonight, I'm waiting on physical healing, and the word you spoke tonight just... it gave me Holy Ghost bumps, just like, because I know it's coming. I am so confident in him. And
absolutely.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And yeah. I mean, I'm doing some of the same things. I mean, the Lord has been doing a work in me for a number of years. But the good thing is that he's continued to give me understanding and insight so that I recognize it. Recognize the enemy schemes and a lot of what's been going on. And it helps. It helps to have understanding. This helps us to lean into the Lord all that more, because it's like, oh, okay, I see what was going on. That's just beautiful. I just see like the healing balm of the Lord, just the like the sweetness, the honey. It looks like honey is the way I'm seeing it, just being poured upon all those fragmented pieces and bringing them together to bring you a wholeness. And it's not, you're not going to be broken again.
No. Well, I just thank him for that vision. Mm-hmm. I'm a visual person, and to, you know, put an image with what has actually been happening, it's just really nice to just bring that together and see that, because I definitely feel it. I feel, you know, his healing power, and it's just... transforming, you know, and he's given me a great partner in Greg, and he's just so patient and just loves me so beautifully and builds me up. And, you know, he's been just a key. I think God's just really using him in my life in so many ways. And it's just amazing what God can do, you know, and I'm just so grateful. I am so grateful.
That's just
awesome. A week, you know, a little over a week ago that I felt like, you know, how are you going to heal me? you know, how, you know, I just felt like I was beyond hope, you know, with the trauma and the trust issues I had from the past. And this was like instantly overnight, he touched me and I just woke up. I feel like I just woke up with all new, his perspective, a new lens, and him like revealing, you know, giving me revelation. And, oh, it's just been just a beautiful journey with him. Beautiful journey. I mean, for years. I'm just not talking about, you know, this healing journey that I'm on now, but, I mean, everything has been so worth it. You know, I just give him glory.
Me too. I agree totally. We can look back at all the things we've gone through, but then we see what the Lord's doing, and it's like, God, it's been worth every bit of it. It's been worth it.
Yeah.
I remember Randy's wife years ago, they were in a meeting, and Julie was there with him. She didn't very often come with him, but she was at this meeting, and I had gone up for prayer. You know, they would have me come up for prayer, and I remember Julie very seldom said anything, but Julie told me, she looked at me, and she says, you're going to look back, and you're going to say it was worth it. And at that time, I was thinking, I don't know how I would feel that way. But I do. I do today. I do feel that way. I wouldn't want to have to go through some of those things again. But it was worth it to have the understanding and be where I am with the Lord now and just praying for more and more growth. So, girl, you've got God's doing beautiful things in you, and he's using every bit of it, all those things you've gone through. God will use them. He will use them, and you will minister out of those things.
Yes.
Well,
it helps to know.
Well, did you have anything in particular you wanted prayer about while I got you?
Oh, no, I just want to give God glory. I'm just like, just give God glory. Just so deserving of it. And now I just lift him up. I lift him up and thank him. So I'll let you get on to your next caller. I just thank you for, you know, I thank him for the wisdom he puts in you. And that word tonight, I felt like, you know, I know there's so many people on the line, and I'm sure, you know, God chose that word for a reason, but it, you know, if there's nobody else on this line, it spoke to me tremendously.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I appreciate it. Well, girl, I love you. You'll have a blessed week, and I'll talk to you later.
I love you, too. Good night.
Uh-huh. Hi, 502-548. How is Greg tonight?
I don't know if I could be better, Jeannie.
Well, I'll take that as you're doing pretty good.
You know what they say, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy, and mama's happy, so we all good.
So you happy. That's good. I like that one. I have to say, being the wife in this house, I like that one.
It is true.
All right. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Greg. And Father, Lord, I thank you, Father, that you're using Greg, what I'm seeing on you. I'm seeing you with your arms around, and I'm sure this is your family. I see you with your arms around people, several people. And it's bringing a comfort. It's bringing a strength. But I also see it's like you're like you being like a cornerstone almost. You know, the word says that Jesus is the cornerstone. But I'm seeing like you being used as like the cornerstone that brings strength to the family, brings strength to the whole. But I'm also seeing that it's bringing strength to you. You know, if you ever been kind of shaky or something and you feel like you're going to fall and you grab hold of another person that's standing there or they grab hold of you, that unity, it steadies you. It brings a steadiness to you so that it holds you up too because of the others. And I see as you've got your arms around these people that it's bringing a steadiness, a solidness to them, a firmness to them, but I see it bringing a firmness and a steadiness to you as well. It's holding it's holding you up too. It's bringing strength to you. It's bringing that just that steadiness. I don't know how else to say it. And Father, I just thank you for Greg, Lord. I thank you for using him. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the favor of God on him. I would say to you to let go of frustrations. I'm just sensing that some frustrations at times, I think this would probably have more to do with job things and things like that. I'm not necessarily picking it up as family stuff, but frustrations, that to let frustrations go and just know that God's got everything in hand. And I know you know that. God's got everything in hand. God's going to work everything out. You know, and there's things sometimes that just bring some irritation, but I just sense at times, just not that it's huge, not that it's, you know, damaging or anything like that, but just frustrations, to let frustrations go. But Father, I just thank you for Greg and all you're doing in his life, Lord, and how you're developing things, you're bringing all these things together. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for rewarding Greg. Father, for bringing reward to him for his faithfulness, and Lord, just pouring out your love upon him. Lord, and just the favor of God. Lord, the favor of God that would even surprise him at times. The favor of God, Lord, how that it'll open doors, how it will set him first. Lord, preference at times even first. It set him first. He's first and not last. First and not last. The head and not the tail. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for even surprising Greg at times with how that you will give him favor and set him in the forefront when at times he may not even expect it. And Lord, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to ask you, and I'm not necessarily getting into that, but there's been a couple of times lately when I have thought about you. Do you have a little granddaughter?
I do not. I have a 24-year-old and a 29-year-old. Neither have kids.
Okay. It seemed like for some reason that when I would think about you, it seemed like I kept seeing a little girl, like 3 or 4 years old. And I thought, is this a granddaughter? Is this a, you know, step-granddaughter? I didn't know. So I don't know what that's about. I'm not really seeing it tonight, but there have been other times that I have seen this little girl. And I thought, I don't know what that has to do with Craig. I don't really know. You know, or maybe that actually represents something else. Sometimes it can. So,
yeah.
Anyhow, I just wanted to ask. Well, do you have anything you were wanting prayer about tonight?
No. And when you said the reward, first thing that came to my mind was Jennifer. Probably the greatest reward.
She's a wonderful one.
And blessing. Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt.
She's a wonderful one.
I'll brag on her a little bit. Yeah, absolutely. She is. She's grown leaps and bounds. She has helped me grow leaps and bounds. And our relationship over the last 7 months we've both seen God move in unbelievable ways. And we have seen miraculous, really. Just what he does, how he speaks. And just how there's just confirmed over and over and over and over again things for us, and it's been one of the greatest faith and trust building things that I've ever experienced in my life.
So now, have y'all actually set a wedding date or anything like that, or still just getting to
know
one another more?
Pull her back on. We're just now starting. I mean, we've talked about it a few times, but now we're getting pretty serious about like setting a date. So feel free to bring her back on and get her version. But yeah, we have been talking about it quite a bit.
Okay. Well, do y'all know where you're going to get married at yet?
I assume North Carolina, on a mountain.
We would love to get married on a mountain. Yeah. Mm. We're praying for
on a mountain in North Carolina, if that's what she wants.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like it would be beautiful. So I have never been to North Carolina, so but that I do a friend that lives over there somewhere. But that sounds like it would be beautiful. I would love to. There's just a whole lot of the country I haven't seen yet that I hope, you know, while I'm still young enough to still get around and see some things that I can see some of it. That sounds awesome. Well, anyhow, I was just curious. I hadn't heard y'all mention setting a wedding date or anything like that. So I was just curious to ask.
I really just want God to choose the date. I don't, you know, that's just been my prayer, our prayer, you know. I just really want to hear from him. I mean, he's just guided this whole relationship, and I just want to look to him for everything, and he knows the best timing. And so if you could just keep that in your, you know, your prayers, because I just kind of want him to give us both the same date.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, there's a prayer for you.
That's a confirmation.
Yeah, there's your prayer. There's a prayer.
Yep.
Well, that's what we talk about that. We kind of want something that, you know, just kind of settles in on both of us and that it's from him and it's the same, obviously the same date.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd marry her twice.
You know what? I feel like the Lord will do that for you guys, that he will give you all the date and the place and you'll know exactly when and where. Because God has been so in this from the very beginning. So
amen.
He's not going to leave out an important detail like that. I absolutely feel like he will. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, I can't wait to hear more. Well, anyhow, well, I will let y'all go then, and I will move on. And it's as always, it's a joy talking to both of you.
Absolutely. We love you, Jeannie.
Yes,
I love y'all too. I love you guys too. Good night.
Night.
Seven five four two four zero. I believe this is Donald and Tanya.
Yes, it is. How you doing, Jenny?
This is Donald.
I'm good.
Tanya.
How you doing? How you guys doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
That's great. That's great. I hadn't talked to y'all in a pretty good while.
Been a while, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've talked to you guys. So let's pray for your father. I thank you for Donald and Tanya, Father, and I thank you, Lord, for the it's like I'm hearing like the things that be, the things that be, the things that be. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for developing, Lord, that you're developing the things around their life. You're developing the things around their life, Lord, and even the things that be, Lord, that there's things that you have brought into their life. There's things that you have pulled from their life, Lord, that you've cut them loose from, Lord, so that you could bring them on in to the things that you do have for them, Lord. And it's been a process. Father, it's been a process of trust. Lord, even a time of even testing in the sense of seeing if they will be faithful, seeing if they will continue to believe, see if they will continue to trust, see if they will continue to move forward with you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, just for uplifting them, uplifting their expectation, their trust, their, Lord, even as sometimes we can even grow weary in well-doing, Lord, that you just continue to pour into them and to continue to give them encouragement, Lord. Father, thank you, Lord, for healing in their bodies, Lord, for bringing a refreshing to their bodies, Lord, not only to their hearts and their souls and their minds, but bring a refreshing, Lord, and a healing to their bodies, Lord. Lord, because when our bodies get wore down, when our bodies have things going on in them, Lord, that can make us feel weary in some ways because it pulls on us. You know, when we're going through pain or when we're going through difficulty in areas, it pulls on us and it can make us feel wore down. It can make us feel more weary than if we're, you know, having really good health and just feeling great, you know. Feeling great helps us to keep pushing forward and to lean into God and, like, I can do this. God's with me. This is happening. And when we have things going on in our body, it just tends to make it a little bit harder, makes it a little bit harder. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing the pieces together, Lord, bringing the facets of all of this together, Lord, to cause things to happen. But Lord, as they have dreamed and you've put these dreams in their heart, and Lord, as you have begun shifting them in some ways and have shifted them in some ways, Lord, that you'll continue to open the doors and to bring things into manifestation. Lord, sometimes we think we're waiting on you or you're waiting on us, Lord, and sometimes it's the third party. Sometimes it's third party, Lord, because when we're doing many parts of our life and the vision can involve other people, and Lord, sometimes what we're actually waiting on is God is working on that person or their situation trying to come together, you know, whether it's someone selling or buying or partnered. Sometimes it's not us and it's not God. Sometimes it's the other person that God is allowing time and working with them, working their situation for things to develop and come into fruition. And sometimes we think, well, Lord, you're not answering my prayer, when in truth, God's working all along. But there's time elements in things. You know, there's a time element. Sometimes there can be delays even in the other people's things, because you know we're waiting on them. I mean, just like this place right here that we bought, you know, we searched for 8 years, and we were waiting on things to come forth in our own lives, inheritance and things like that. But in my heart, I knew that when my things came together, that this place would come on, that our place would come on the market. And you know, and sure enough, I just knew God was protecting it for us. You know, it's sometimes like if a place comes on the market before we're ready, somebody else will buy it. You know, or we'll be fretting, you know, sweating big drops, almost as blood as it's like Jesus, because it's like, oh my gosh, is somebody else going to get it? You know, and so sometimes it's just a matter of waiting on things to come together, and it's like I said, it's not always ours. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Donald and Tanya. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for refreshing them. Lord, for bringing refreshing to their bodies. Lord, I thank you for a greater influx of finances. And Lord, I thank you for blessing those babies. Those babies, you've got some gifted children. I don't know. I think they're all too young right now for you to know what all their gifting is, but I'm telling you, God's going to use those kids. You've got some gifted children there. I have sensed it before. I sense it tonight. But, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Donald and Tanya and blessing their babies, Lord, and bringing everything that they need, Lord, bringing an abundance into their life, Lord, bringing abundance, and, Lord, Lord, even all the naysayers seeing the faithfulness of God in their life. And Lord, that even though some of them might have been naysayers, Lord, that the seeing the fruition of what God has said and the faithfulness of God, Lord, that it'll be a witness into their lives and draw them to Christ. Lord, that everything in their life be something that will draw others to Christ and be an opportunity to speak into the lives of others and see people changed. We don't care if they're naysayers for a period of time. In the end, it gets to be a witness into their life, and that's the important thing. But, Father, I just thank you for them, and I bless them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Jeannie.
So
we receive it.
Yeah. How are you guys doing? And what all is going on in your lives? Has there been any more pressing forward to the dream that God's put in your life?
Yeah, well, we're looking for the refreshing and
we need it.
And the abundance. But yeah, when you were talking about healing for the body, you know, that's what we're going through. Cause we had like another setback, with me injuring my knee, you know, and I'm getting hurt. So it knocked me out. Like, say it again.
Huh. How did that happen?
Yeah, I ended up slipping. Like, I slipped in our bathroom and had some liquid on the floor, and I went to go clean it, and I just slipped on it, and it wiped me out. So it ended up tearing my quad muscle, you know, and then I had July 1st, and then I ended up having surgery, I think July 15th. Yeah, so now I'm just going through the So when you were saying about the body and the healing, I was like, yep. Because I'm just praying for a fast, a fast recovery, you know, because they say it's going to, you know, probably take 4 to 6, 4 to 6 months for me to get back on my feet or back working and things like that. So, but, you know, I'm just praying for, you know, a quick healing, quick recovery. Yeah. But, God has his plan and everything that happens, everything he allows to happen, even though we don't know, you know, sometimes, you know, this has been like a real confusing year, you know, for us. You know, a lot of little setbacks and, you know, things. And, you know, when you're thinking, okay, we're going forward, and then it's like something just boom. But, you know, we're just trying to hear God and and see, like, what are we supposed to do in this particular time? Just trying to basically just hear him in this hour and stay patient and stay with it, you know, stay with it. And just even when you were mentioned earlier while you were talking and you were saying, you know, sometimes, you know, you're getting tested and, you know, God wants to see, you know, if you're going to stay with it or you're going to break or, you know, whatever the case may be. But, you know, so we're just trying to deal with this the best way we know how, but we also, of course, relying on God and his strength, you know, to carry us through this period of time.
For sure. Yeah, I wasn't aware of a lot of that. Well, Father, we just speak healing over Donald, Lord, in an accelerated healing, Father. And we just thank you, Lord, that his healing will be, that he will be whole much sooner than even the doctors say, Lord. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing peace to them, to him and Tanya, Lord, that you provide for them in every way. And, Lord, that they know that they are held by you. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for providing for every need in their life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
Well, you know, amen. As many times the closer we get to the breakthroughs, you know, we do encounter warfare from the enemy as well, but we're still victorious in God. God still brings us through, and we know it. So, well, I'll be praying for you, for that healing and your leg and all of that stuff. I didn't know you'd had surgery and such. But I'll keep you in my prayers. So, Annie, I'm glad I got to talk to you tonight. Glad I got to pray with you guys. I'm glad to know how you're doing.
It's been a while, and we're just glad to hear your voice and on the radio. I think last week you was off, and I wanted to call in, but I'm glad you was on tonight. So, you know, it's always good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. I enjoy all of you guys so much and just so feel so blessed to get to pray into your lives. So. You guys have a great week. Is there anything in particular you want me to pray about while I had you?
I'm all right. You had anything?
Yeah, just strength. And I'm a teacher, so my first day back is tomorrow. Just for favor and strength, because I work with little kids, and when I go, I have 3 babies. I'm going to make 4 babies to take care of.
Yeah, you got your hands full, girl. Well, Lord, I just speak strength and just an infusion, Lord, of refreshing for Tanya, Lord. And, Lord, just give her, let when she rests, Lord, let 4 hours feel like 8 hours and 8 hours feel like 16 hours. And Lord, just help her, Lord, to have peace in the middle of all of it, Lord. And, Lord, we just ask for just refreshing and strength, Lord, and energy beyond natural energy, Lord, just an infusion of your energy and your love and the breath of God upon her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jeannie.
You're welcome, hon. God bless you guys, and I will talk to you later.
All right.
All right.
And get a little drink right quick.
All right, 910-709. How's Miss Sylvia tonight?
How are you? Great. I'm doing well.
I'm good. I'm just glad my phone is working right now. I don't know why the computer does that every now and then, but at least it's working with my phone. So
amen.
I'm trying to get through everybody as much as I can. Anyhow, well, it's good to talk to you tonight. It's always good to hear your voice.
You
it
too.
Always makes me happy to see the number on here.
No.
Well, it's a Father, I thank you for Sylvia. And Father, Lord, I thank you for the strength that you have given her. Lord, you have, in the last months and years, Lord, that you have really increased her strength. You have increased her resolve. It's a spiritual strength. Now, I think the Lord has given you physical strength as well. But I'm really sensing that the Lord, he has given you a spiritual strength, a resolve in your will, so to speak, a real tenacity, you know, has increased the tenacity that you've got, has increased that the stubbornness to do the will of God, that I will succeed, I will be victorious, because I do trust God, and I will move forward with the Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, how that you have developed her as a warrior, and Lord, you're continuing to do that. Father, you've continued to bring understanding to Sylvia, Lord, that you have tempered her in ways, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you have tempered her in ways, which is really wisdom, Lord. You've helped her grow in wisdom because you've tempered her in ways so that she knows more how to deal with situations, more how to handle situations, Lord, and she's gotten so much better at not letting frustration rule her at times, or, you know, because sometimes we can get around people and then get on our last nerve and we'll think, why can't you understand? Why can't you see? You know, why can't you see why this is not working and that when you need to go do this differently? And it can get frustrating because some things can seem just plain as day to us. And we'll wonder, you know, we'll think, why can't you see that this would be so much better if you would do this differently, if you would change and those sort of things. But Father, just thank you, Lord, for the tempering that you've done, and Lord, have it in the wisdom, and Lord, that you have even worked in Sylvia's emotions so that things do roll off of her like water off a duck's back, Lord, that you have really helped her in that way, that things, that they're not able to penetrate, whereas at one time maybe they did some, that now more things roll off of her like water off a duck's back. And Father, just thank you for doing it, Lord. I thank you for the satisfaction that you give her, and the peace and the rest, Lord, that when things try to get heavy, Lord, that you know, as the word says, when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, that the Lord raises up a standard against him. And the Lord has so done that in your life because you've called out to him and have known that he was your strength. You have known that he was your strong tower. And when the enemy has tried to come against you really hard at times, the Lord has raised up a standard against him and has said, this one's mine. You can come no further. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, how you have worked in Sylvia's life. And Lord, how she in turn is giving into others' lives, is pouring out of herself, and Lord, inquires of you. She inquires of you as to how to handle situations, as how to work with people in wisdom, and how to work with people where it works out for the most. So, Lord, I just bless her in Jesus' name. Lord, I bless her finances. Lord, I bless even the dreams that she has in her heart for dreams that you've put there. Lord, even, Father, I just bless them for the fruition of the dreams that you have given her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
God is good. He is. God has done so much in you, I know, in the last year or two. I mean, it's probably been many other years, but you know, I've known you at least a couple of years or a little over that, and I know God has done so much.
Yes, a lot of years. Yes, mm-hmm. I can. You're right about the tempering and about the, you know, when I can handle things better when it comes to people. Now, before, I would always have to, you know, like say something like you said. But now I find that, you know, I don't say too much now. I just, you know, I'm a lot better. And I know it was the Lord.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And without you even telling me that, I mean, I know it in my heart. I know it in my spirit that God has done that. So that's beautiful.
Yes.
Well, is there anything that you want me to pray about tonight?
No, I'm fine. I just thank you for the word that the Lord has given tonight. And I bless you tonight, and you have a blessed week.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. I so appreciate it, and I absolutely receive it. Well, you have a blessed week, and hopefully talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you. Hi.
Uh-huh. Good night. Hi, 903-918. How's Miss Michelle tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, hon. I'm good. I just, as always, when I hear your voice, there's just something in your voice that always just brings, like, joy to me. I can literally feel the joy when I hear your voice. There's just something God has put in your voice. Well, let's pray for you, Father. Thank you for Michelle. And, Father, thank you, Lord, for that beautiful spirit that you have put within her, Lord, for that beautiful anointing that you have put upon her life, Lord. Just that lightness, that joy, Lord, it almost, I'm feeling of almost like when there's a beautiful rain, Lord, just that anointing of just rain upon her life, Father, that's like a beautiful shower, a gentle shower. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have put a creative gift within Michelle. Father, that there is, Michelle, it almost feels like there's a, and I have felt this before, like an entrepreneur type anointing on your life. I don't know if you've ever been in, done business, you know, worked in business or been in business or had a business of your own. But it really feels, and I have felt this before, that there's an anointing in your life that would be for some type of business. And you know, maybe something that's a little different than the norm. You know, I sense a creativity about you. You know, I don't know if you do crafts or arts or, you know, I don't know if you do anything like that. But I just sense that there's a creativity in you, and maybe that creativity actually has to do with beginning something. But I just sense that there is a type of entrepreneurial type anointing upon your life that would have to do possibly with some kind of business. I'm not getting clear. You know, you see people with craft shops. You see people with little shops that have a variety of things in them. I don't know. But I have sensed that 3 or 4 times before. I'm sensing it tonight. Just a beautiful anointing upon your life. That's really, you know, people can have talent. They can have school learning. But this feels like more of an anointing in your life and talents. Creative talents, creative anointing. So, Father, I just thank you for that, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for guiding her in that. Lord, for opening that up. Lord, for setting her feet upon that path, Lord, and bringing understanding and enlightenment, Lord, and opening doors and opportunity, and, Lord, connecting Michelle to any people or person that she needs to be connected with, Lord, that would play a part in any of this. And, Lord, I just thank you for it. Lord, you're a connector, Lord. You bring us together with others that God uses people to help bring forth vision. He always has. He does. He connects us to others. And, Father, I just thank you for doing that. Lord, I just thank you for that beautiful anointing upon Michelle. Lord, that beautiful anointing, Lord, that brings joy to others. And Lord, Father, I thank you, Lord, that even as you bring provision in her life for her being able to bless others and to plant and sow into others' lives in that area, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. You have spoke that over my life before, and I thank you for praying for me concerning God sending the right people, because I don't want to, you know, go out ahead of him. I just want to wait on him for what he's saying to me. But praise God, I received that word.
Do you, I mean, do you do anything as far as creative type things now?
Not now. I used to. And I believe he's bringing it back around.
Huh. What did you used to do?
I used to make little baskets and different little things.
Oh, cute. How neat. Okay. That's cool. It's just interesting. I didn't remember before giving you a word about creativity and things like that. Now, I remembered sensing before, like an entrepreneurial gifting and things like that, and had have sensed before that there may be another person involved there. But that's just, it's God's just so fun. I mean, the Lord is so fun in the things he shows. And, you know, because he knows everything about us from A to Z. And it's just wonderful to, when God starts revealing things. Because we don't always know. You know, there's a lot of times people have anointings in areas, and until they step into those things or, you know, kind of dip their toe in it, they don't know. You know, they may have the anointings in many areas, and until they step into it, they just, it goes untapped, you know, or uncovered. Praise God. Well, did you have anything you wanted to pray about, hon?
No, I didn't. But thank you for the prayer that you already prayed. And you be blessed as I hear your voice tonight.
No, thank you, sweetie. And God bless you, too. And you have a beautiful week.
You, too. Good night.
Good night. Oops. Okay, 919-995. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from? Okay, 919-995. Okay, I'm not, all I'm getting is static. Okay, I can't hear, I can hear a little static, but that's all I'm getting. Do you have me on speakerphone? If you do, maybe take me off and see if I can hear you. I'm sorry. Maybe try calling back in again or something. I'm not able to hear that. Okay, 504-282. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from? 504-282.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, it's Nicole from New Orleans.
Oh, hi, Nicole. Okay, let me write that down right quick. There for a minute, but I was getting an echo, and I thought, oh, no, please don't start that phone. Well, great. Well, I'm glad to hear from you tonight, and let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Nicole, and Father, thank you, Lord, for answering her questions. Lord, the questions, Lord, that she has before you, Lord, for answering her questions and bringing clarity to her in areas, Lord, that she's seeking answers, bringing clarity, Lord, where there could be confusion or where there might just be, Lord, needing things sorted out, Lord, needing things sorted out. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for, Lord, relationships that are around her life, Father, for, Lord, really moving in those relationships. Lord, if there's ones that she needs to pull away from, Lord, that you will show her. If there's others, Lord, that she needs to, just needs the wisdom of God, Father, in really dealing with them in areas. Or, Lord, even others, Lord, that you draw her to, Lord, for even mentors and Lord, for understanding people that can speak wisdom and strength into her life. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, and I just speak peace around the relationships that are around her life, and that the Spirit of God step in and just bring peace. Step in and bring bring a settlement to thing and just sort things out. Nicole, I don't know if there's something going on with people around you, relationships that you've got going on. I don't know if this is family, but it just seems like there would be a little, like a little stirring of in the waters or a little turmoil. The sense that there's something kind of stirring around some relationships around you.
Yes, absolutely. With my daughter's father, it's just been a lot of just kind of stress and turmoil.
Okay. I didn't know what it was. I just seemed like there was just a stirring of turmoil there. Well, Father, we just speak peace into that situation, Lord, and just speak the love of God through those lives. Father, that the love of God would rule, that the love of the Lord would rule, Father, and just, Lord, even as you spoke peace to the storm, Lord, I speak peace into the storm in the name of Jesus. Lord, that there would be a calmness come, that there would be an ability to negotiate, an ability to just communicate in a quiet way, in a peaceful way, in a good way, Lord, and even just that friendship, Lord, that friendship would rule, that friendship would be able to come in, and Lord, understanding, and Lord, that the enemy not be able to stir up problems and concerns and fears, and Lord, the word says where there's strife, where strife is, that there's every evil work. And so, Father, we just speak that strife has to go, confusion has to go in Jesus' name. And just speak the love of God and the peace of God over all that concerns this little girl and all that concerns these relationships in Jesus' mighty name. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for just blessing Nicole. Father, Lord, blessing her finances. Lord, blessing her life. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for just positioning her where that she just feels restful. Lord, positioning her in a way that the people that are around her, even a job and things like that, Lord, even in her home where she is, Lord, that she would feel the rest of the Lord, and that she would feel rejuvenated, and that she would feel refreshed, Lord, and that when she sleeps, Lord, that her sleep be sweet, that the time that she's resting around the house, Lord, that she be able to truly rest and just feel energized, Lord, and the same for her little girl. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. That would have been a second prayer if I thought of it, but rest, oh goodness. So thank you. God bless you for that. Yeah. And trying to rest. So I just thank you so much for that prayer and that word.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. God is so good to pinpoint things and to help us to know where to pray and where to concentrate our prayers. So, well, God bless you. Well, did you have anything specific you were wanting prayer about tonight?
Specifically, you know, just relationships. And I think the other thing is just my mind. I think, you know, it just doesn't feel as sharp as it used to be, my memory and just my wisdom. I used to have like this wisdom where throughout the day I would just have really good just discernment on what to do at all times. You know, most of the times it'd be a wise decision. So just, you know, God allow me to recall his word so that I can use, you know, better discernment and wisdom and not make decisions based upon my emotions.
Right. Well, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for just quickening Nicole's mind, Lord, that you would give her even like a supernatural recall, Lord, that your scriptures, Lord, that your word is in her heart and that, Lord, in the proper time, when is the time that she needs it, Lord, that scripture will flow up out of her, Lord, into her heart and into her mind, and that she will be able to be led by you, Lord, led by God through your word and through the word that you have sown into her heart. And, Father, I just speak a clarity to her, a clearness, Lord, in her thoughts, a clearness in her mind, and, Lord, that stress has to go. For, Lord, we know that stress can cause things just to feel fuzzy. And Lord, so I just speak the peace of God over her emotions and over her body, Lord. And Father, even as she gets more good rest, more real rest, because we can lay on the couch or lay in the bed and be laying there, but still not really be resting, our body really not receiving the rest it needs. So, Father, just thank you, Lord, for just supernaturally, Lord, just wrapping her in your love and in your peace so that when she does rest, that she, her body and her mind is really benefiting from that time. But, Father, I just thank you for your clarity and, Lord, the clearness of thought, clearness of mind, clearness in her memory in every way, Lord, and to speak peace to her emotions. Lord, that the peace of God rule in her heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too, sweetie, and you have a great week.
You too. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, oh, let me try this one again. Okay, 919-995. Okay, I'm still not hearing you. All I'm getting is static. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm not getting it. Maybe you can call back, you know, hang up and call back in and see if it works. Let's see. I have got more numbers. Let me look right here. Hi. 731-334. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, Jeannie. This is Ashley.
Oh, hi, Ashley. I thought for a second that was you, and then I was like, wait a minute, is it Ashley? Well, good to talk to you, hon. I always enjoy hearing from you. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Good.
How are you?
Good, good, good. I'm good. The program's working, so I'm happy. So, okay, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Ashley. Lord, I thank you. I immediately heard bold as a lion, bold. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have put another. You know what, Ashley? Sometimes we may not feel bold, but the anointing upon us is bold. There's a boldness in the anointing. So the word says it's the anointing that breaks the yokes. It's the anointing. And even though I'm even from talking to you, I mean you have a softness and a sweetness about you. You know, you have a kindness and a sweetness that just. It just oozes from you, but you have an anointing on you that's a boldness, that you've got a bold anointing, an anointing that the Lord is going to use to break yokes, an anointing to break through on things, an anointing that will help set the captives free. You and your mother have very similar anointings in a lot of areas. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Ashley. Lord, I thank you, Father, that the anointing that's on her life, Lord, that she is going to see people set free, that she is going to see yokes broken off people, Lord, that even the love and the kindness and the genuine concern, that compassion she has for people, Lord, and, Father, that when she needs to be very bold and outspoken, Lord, that she will be. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, it's the anointing that's on her life that does the breaking, Lord. We don't have to scream and holler and froth at the mouth, Lord, to be bold. There's a quiet confidence, Lord, that we carry in you because you are within us. And, Lord, that Spirit of God within us is always bold. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Ashley and the anointing that's upon her life. Father, the Spirit that's of God that's within her that is uncompromising, Lord, that she will be uncompromising when it comes to the things of God. And, Lord, steadfast in that, Lord, that she even, Lord, when she comes up against difficult things, Lord, that she's going to be bold as a lion in her faith. And, Lord, she's going to stand for truth. She's going to stand for truth and be immovable because her feet are up on the rock, Christ Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for using her and using what you have put within her, Lord, to set captives free, to see people's lives transformed. Lord, those that have felt like they were nothing, that have felt like they've been cast aside, that have felt like they were worthless, Lord, to know that Ashley is going to let them know that they are loved, that they are treasured, that they have a place and anointing and a calling in God, that they have a home with the Lord. Lord, and that they are loved. Lord, I thank you, Father, for Ashley sharing her love to others so that they realize that there are people in this world that God loves them like no other, but there are people in this world that care, that truly, truly care. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for using Ashley, Lord, and even surprising her, what's within her. Surprising Ashley, Lord, at times she's going to go, wow, did I just say that? Did I just do that? Wow. God, thank you. Well, I thank you, Lord, for surprising her with all that you have put within her. And, Lord, how are you going to use her in the days ahead? And, Lord, how that you're even using her now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. That's one of my greatest prayers is that I can show people compassion and the love of God, especially the kids I'm working with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it so deeply, like, in my spirit, and I want people to know that they're more than important enough to remember and to be celebrated and that they're unique and special. And
yeah.
Sometimes I just break down crying, you know, because it's a lot to feel.
Yeah.
Those words are, they bring me a lot of peace and comfort me. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. Yeah, you have a heart that cares and you're genuine. You genuinely care. But see, that's going to come across to other people and it's going to do a mighty work in their life. It's going to really help their hearts, you know, because you care. You know, you have the love of God in your heart and you share it. So you be encouraged tonight, sweetie. God's using you wonderfully and he's going to use you in even bigger ways in the days and years to come. So God bless you, hon.
God bless you. Thank you, Jeannie.
You're welcome. Good night.
Night.
941-524. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from? I guess my sound's still working. 941-524. Can you hear me? Okay, I just lost them. I guess they lost their connection. 334-590. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Jayla.
Yes. Hi, Jayla. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. You just have the sweetest voice. I love your voice.
Thank you.
Well, Father, I thank you for Jayla tonight, and Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the angelic presence around Jayla. Father, I thank you for your spirit and for the angelic presence around her. Lord, how your angels are with her and minister to her. Father, I thank you, Lord, for even giving Jayla visions. Lord, giving her dreams and visions, Lord, that she will have heavenly perspective. Jayla, it's like I just sense like heavenly things around you. I sense like just the... like the angels of God around you and you know, there are people that have dreams and visions of heaven, people that see. There are people that are seers that actually see into the spirit realm. You know, Bob Jones was one of those that saw angels things, and just sensing that sort of thing. I don't know that I've ever told you myself that you were a seer. I don't know if you received that prophetic word like that before, but Father, just thank you, Lord, for working these things in Jayla's life, Lord, and for bringing an awareness of her, Lord, to her of angelic presence and of the heavenly things of God. Lord, have given her a higher perspective, Lord, that she become very sensitive, Lord, very sensitive to the spiritual realm, very sensitive to it. You know, there's times, Jada, we can go in places. There's places that you'll feel the anointing. There's other times we can be places and you'll sense. Sometimes you can actually, like, feel like a dark presence. You can feel dark things. You can. It's just being very sensitive. It's like a discerning of spirit. Sometimes you can sense it in places and people. But, you know, and we don't ever want to give a lot of attention to the dark side, but it is a part of life. But what I'm really sensitive about you tonight is that sensitivity to the things of God, that sensitivity to the spirit of the Lord and sensing. You know, there's times, I know there have been times through my life, particularly I went through several years that the Lord really used me in connecting people. It's actually like an anointing of connecting people. And I can remember sometimes I would go into meetings and the Lord would like highlight someone to me. You know, in one particular case, the Lord said, focus on them. And the Lord developed a relationship there that even today continues, but was really in a very strong relationship for a number of years. So just sense the Lord really working in you and beginning to, I don't know how where you are now, if that's something that operates in your life at this time, but I sense the Lord really beginning to develop that in your life, that you become sensitive to the spiritual realm of God, the spirit of God, the leading of God, the sensitive to like the presence of angels and when God's leading you, even leading you to certain places, God's sending you in certain places. You know, sometimes, you know, like we've heard Tanisha tell the story about the Lord told her to go to the grocery store one time late at night because he had someone there to minister to. But in essence, God really developing that in your life of being really sensitive to spiritual things. You know, when you become sensitive to the Spirit of God, you're also going to become sensitive to being able to identify dark things too. Man, and it's a protection. It's not only a protection, but it's, you know, God really uses it. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. You know, when you can walk into a building, walk into a church, things like that, and you really sense the presence of God there. Okay, my computer just went silly. Okay, anyhow, so thank you, Jayla. I just pray that you have a wonderful week.
Amen. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great week ahead as well. That everything that you said resonates a lot.
That's awesome.
God's speaking to me about, you know, being more in tune in the spiritual realm and even, like, you know, seeing angels and things of that nature. And I don't think anybody has ever really told me or really, I'm not going to say told me, but, like, I don't think I really understood the extent of being, like, a seer and, like, you know, seeing things in the spiritual realm past, like having dreams and having different visions and stuff like that. But I've noticed that since being attached to PGN, like I've seen a lot of my spiritual gifts within that being enhanced and, like, you know, and really refining me and growing me in that area, I guess you would say. But everything you're saying is really timely, on time. And
praise God. My computer is echoing so bad now it's hard to hear. Anyhow, that's awesome. Hopefully I can get to talk to you again where we cannot be disturbed by this. But I just sense God growing you in those areas and really starting to open that up. So God bless. Well, I'm going to go ahead and close the program out since it's doing this. And God bless you, sweetie, and you have a good week.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know why it started doing this. I think I got to nearly everybody. I think I had one or two more that I didn't. But anyhow, I'm sorry for the computer echo. And God bless you guys, and y'all have a wonderful week.